Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections EAP. My colleague here at Work-Life Connections EAP is Margie Gale, our nurse wellness specialist, and she spoke with Dr. Andre Christy Mizell, an associate professor of sociology here at Vanderbilt University.
I had the opportunity recently and was intrigued with an article that spoke a lot about your work. The title was, Less Time with Dad Can Lead Kids to Bullying, and I'm interested in the research and what you found in this area.
Well, as you may know, studies on bullying have grown exponentially in the last 10 years or so. We have gone from thinking that perhaps little infractions, peer interactions that weren't pleasant were just sort of a matter of children growing up, to understanding that those interactions can really be quite serious and affect children's self-concepts, academic achievement, and their mental health. So in this study that you read about, what I wanted to find out was sort of this perennial question about how much does it matter, the time that we spend with our children? And really the spin on this study, what makes it unlike other studies, is we actually have information about how children perceive that time. So on the one hand, we have how much time parents are spending away from home at work, and then how their children feel about that, and we look at whether or not that increases bullying behavior. The main finding in the study was that when fathers work persistent full-time or overtime hours, and their children perceive that they do not spend enough time with him, bullying behavior increases. We did not find the same to be true for mothers. Now, that's a little bit surprising for a couple of different reasons. First of all, sort of convention tells us that mothers, especially younger children, 6 to 14, mothers are principally responsible for them and their schedules. Mothers are more involved with children in late childhood, early adolescent. Plus, there's lore out there. There is something in the research literature that refers to maternal guilt, women feeling very guilty about being away from their children. We find that that doesn't matter. Now, it may simply be because mothers are so involved in the lives of their children that it would be very difficult for a child to perceive that he or she didn't have a connection with their mother. And because of traditional divisions of labor in the household, it might quite simply be easier that the child would perceive not enough time with dad.
Mm-hmm. I'm eager to know then, as you spoke about maternal guilt or angst, which may not have an impact, it's the perception of the person. Would you speak about that? And also in the context of, I am looking for the work of nurses, and mm-hmm. they work long hours, sometimes live 2 hours away from here, mm-hmm. work 12-hour shifts. So speaking about both, for them, what impact this research might have, and also for the partners that they're married to in their households, husbands and other people.
Well, there's a body of research out there that differs strikingly from research in the 50s and 60s, which indicated or was afraid that mothers going to work would harm children. We've come a long way since then. We now have research that actually says that when mothers are engaged in work that is fulfilling, when they are engaged in work that sets an example for their little boys and their little girls about work ethic, and which provides for the family food, clothing, and shelter, that's actually very good for children. This research clarifies a way in which it shouldn't perhaps be guilt-building for mothers, but for which they should perhaps reframe how they're thinking about spending time away from their children. So, my study clearly indicates that when mothers work outside the home, whether it's full-time, whether it's persistent overtime hours, that that is not harmful, at least in terms of bullying behavior.
That's relieving for me as a nurse to hear. I'm sure will be for our listeners.
Yes. On the other hand, one of the things that might be going on here is if mom doesn't reframe how she feels about it and she feels guilty, she's afraid, she doesn't take reassurance that it's not harmful to her children, then the distress that she experiences there, my study doesn't speak to this, but plenty of other studies do, if she becomes distressed about that, that then could potentially not be so good for children's outcomes. One of the things that might be particularly difficult for mothers and for all working women who have various responsibilities is getting help. And so my study was two-parent households, moms and dads, and so one of the things that the work sort of implicitly suggests is that we need to get dad involved. And a couple of tips for doing that. What we want probably down the road is an egalitarian division, mm-hmm. right? 50-50. sometimes it's very difficult to get that off the bat. How about shifting one or two responsibilities? So maybe dad takes little Susie to her lessons on Saturday instead of mom. Right? Maybe we'll get to some of the household labor stuff a little bit later. So that's one tip, is just one thing at a time. It's easy to also feel very frustrated that this is all my responsibility. And as we do in other areas of life, it's very important to remember to communicate about these things. It's very difficult to sort of change a family schedule or get dads more involved. And it's not, we don't have a shred of evidence that dads cannot be as nurturing to children as moms can. One of the hurdles we've got to jump over is, first of all, allowing him to do that, right? Showing him how to do that and having him build his interest in being involved.
And doing it in his own way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For all of our listeners, be it our male nurses or their spouses, that would be welcoming.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.